this podcast. If New South Wales real estate licensed agents also hold a New South Wales strata managing license, do they need to complete additional continuing professional development? Was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 15th of March 2023.
If you hold two categories of license, so if you have a real estate and a strata license. Now, real estate and Stockholm Station sit together because they come from the one qualification, the real estate practice qualification. Strata, however, comes from a totally separate qualification. So in terms of getting that license, it's the strata community management qualification. So Fair Trading, rightfully, are looking at it as two separate bundles. So if you, for those of you who are licensed, if class one or class two, from the compulsory perspective, you both need, both classes need to do that 3 hours of compulsory CPD. The requirement is that you do the compulsory CPD for both categories of license. So if you are real estate and or Stockholm Station and strata, you need to do compulsory in real estate Stockholm Station and compulsory in strata. So, and but the criteria around that is that you don't need to overlap or do a topic twice. So from our perspective at ACOP, the content for the real estate course is we look at the three of the topics that Fair Trading have set, which is privacy, cyber, and contracts. In the strata compulsory course, we look at privacy, cyber, and Community Lands Management Act. Then, whichever one you did, you only have to do that last topic again. So if you've done the real estate compulsory CPD session, then you just need to do that extra 1 hour on community lands management. If you've done the strata course, then you just need to do the extra 1 hour on contracts. If that doesn't make sense, again, call us. If you've got both licenses, you're not compliant till you've done that extra hour of CPD. So just make sure you get that done, again, before next, or before midnight next Wednesday evening on the 22nd of March. So guys, that's going to roll into to next year into similar requirements when it all changes, but we're not talking that until after next Wednesday. So new year, new talk, new chat about what the CPD requirements are then. Right here and right now, the CPD requirements are what we've been talking about for 3 years. 9 hours for class one, plus an extra hour if you hold real estate and strata. 6 hours for class two, plus the extra hour if you hold real estate and strata. 3 units of competency towards your license qualification if you're an assistant agent. Really, really simple. So that extra little bit for holding two categories of license, must get it done.